Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, that line forms on the right page.
I don't want to do it.
Not that Maggie.
I don't want to do it. But I feel like I owe it to you.
Back in town.
On the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. I got you for 3 hours up until the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Fleegs on the other side, and we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019 on this miserable Wednesday morning. A common theme here lately with our baseball teams, as both of them are an absolute disgrace. What a joke these two teams are at the moment. I mean, my goodness. It is now 10 out of 11 for the Mets. Somehow the Yankees found a way to win three games along. I don't know how, as they've lost 9 of 12. And both teams last night, I mean, it was supposed to be a good night. It was going to be a good night. It was going to be a good night. We were watching these two teams. They're up 3-0. The Mets have a rally. Beatty with a big hit after a bad check swing comes through with the big hit, gives them a three-run lead. Frankie Montas stopped at the pitching lab on the way between AAA and Citi Field and found himself 5 great innings. The New York Yankees, after being completely dominated by this new phenom in Burns, who is unbelievable to start the game, they find their way. Big home run from Rice. You get a triple from Anthony Volpe, and the Yankees and the Mets are cruising with 3-run leads, starting pitchers dominant, not giving up runs, and the games, it was going to be a great night. We were going to get some wins. Instead, the bullpens blow it for both teams. The offense is still not good enough. And really, this is where, to me, the theme of this night for me is that even more so the Yankees, but the Mets as well, the Yankees in particular, and we'll kind of do both here in the open, and we'll get to them individually as we move forward. The Yankees, it's been almost exclusively the offense. If you've heard me talk about the Mets, we understand the starting pitching. We understand this crack in the foundation of this rotation that still has the best ERA in all of baseball, if you can believe that, after what they've done the last, you know, 2 weeks or so. And the amount of innings they've thrown and how bad the starting pitching has been. But for me, it's still been the offense. It's still not good enough. 3 runs in this game is not good enough. So the offense has been the main issue for me. And clearly for the Yankees, it's almost exclusively the offense as they've continued to get really good starting pitching. But you watch these two games, and for me, it's really now. And now I know it's already however many games in. But particularly for the Yankees, as Loaisiga comes in and blows the game in the 7th inning, now it feels like they're bad teams doing what bad teams do. It's one thing to go through an offensive slump and it's cost you games. It's one thing to not be able to hit with runners in scoring position, as both teams aren't doing right now. It's one thing specifically for the New York Yankees to never be able to get that run in from third, to never be able to get that runner over when it's first and second, to really just struggle as they are now in the last two games in Cincinnati, 1-for-21 with runners in scoring position. It's one thing if the offense is just slumping. But when you do get the 3 runs, when you get a good pitching performance and you go to the bullpen, when you get Montas, who's been terrible, in these rehab assignments, when the starting pitching has been bad for the Mets, and you get this good performance, when you get the good performance from the Yankees, when you get enough, when you get a lead, now the bullpen is going to be what kills you. This is what bad teams do. They find ways to lose. so often to start this season, particularly with the Mets, they found ways to win. We've been talking about it. This rotation pieced together with guys who we have questions about now. At the time, we thought they were all great. But the pitching lab, the rotation, they were overcoming an offense that was struggling with runners in scoring position. And they would get just enough from Alonso, who looks terrible right now, just enough from Lindor, who's clearly in a slump right now, just enough from this offense to go along with a good bullpen with like Brazoban, who's been now terrible for the last month, get just enough from a good bullpen and Reed Garrett, get just enough to find ways to win. And now both of these teams are now finding ways to lose as they get enough starting pitching, as the offense gives them a multiple run lead, in both cases a 3-run lead. And then they find ways to lose. The Mets, Brazoban in that sixth inning comes in and does the one thing you can't do when you come in with a 3-run lead and walks the ballpark, walks three straight hitters, gives up the sacrifice fly. They bring in Castillo, who's another guy who maybe when he first got here had a couple of good outings, but he's not pitching as well. He's got a 5.6 ERA. He gives up hits, and then Reed Garrett, who's been great for this team, can't get out. Olsen gives up the base hit, 5 runs in the sixth inning, and the New York Mets were never able to recover. And then, of course, the New York Yankees, who, again, are now 1-6 in extra innings, who continue, and the offense is just not good enough. I know we're going to go nuts about the bullpen, and rightfully so. It absolutely cost them this game. And we'll get to the decision of Aaron Boone taking out Carlos Rodon, which to me is no longer a question mark and should no longer be discussed, but we still will. But this team in extra innings is just god-awful. They are 1-6, and since 2020, they are now the worst road, and have been, the worst road extra innings team in baseball. They happen to be the best at home. We're not going to focus on that right now, and I don't really feel like doing it. I don't care about that. I care about this team that consistently has bad at-bats when they need to move a runner over. And it's just a fact now. It is a fact in this game. Wells, in the 10th inning, comes up with the runner on second and swings at a first-pitch high fastball and pops it up. You're looking to pull the ball on the ground and move the runner over, and maybe it sneaks through for a base hit. If you're going to swing at a high fastball, you better crush that thing and not pop it up. You better be looking for that high fastball. That better be exactly what you wanted, and you better freaking tank that thing out to right field and maybe hit it deep enough to move the runner over to second. You cannot swing at that pitch. They consistently make just enough mistakes. They consistently have just the one bad at bat inside a rally. They just do enough not to score the runs. And it's really, for a while, it felt like the offense was hampering them. And then now that the bullpen blows this game, it's like, well, now they're just finding ways to lose. This is a game they had won. This is a game they have in their back pocket. And for the Mets, who are now 0-5 against the Atlanta Braves and have now lost 9 of 10. And thankfully, the Phillies lost. They're still only a game out in the loss column. But everything they do, the same, and they find ways to lose now. And Brazoban, who's been really good for them, the first 2 months of the season, he was arguably right up there with Reed Garrett and Diaz, who's continued to be good. Their guy. I mean, I believe he's made more appearances than any other reliever for the Mets. He's been their guy, and right now he's struggling. He comes in and walks the bases loaded, and it just feels like no matter what happens against this Brave team, you are going to lose. You are going to find a way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And to me, we could talk about the bullpen. We can talk about the rotation. And again, even as I'll tell you, it's not the rotation. clearly what's going on right now is the lack of innings that the rotation has been giving you over this time period where they're down. You know, you get 3.5. You have it. What they say in the broadcast, this is only the third time in this stretch or the second time in this stretch someone's pitched into the fifth inning or completed the fifth inning. Like, they haven't been given innings. The bullpen's been overtaxed. And this is bound to happen. Brazenbaum wasn't going to be terrific all year. Reed Garrett wasn't going to get you out of every single jam all year. And it feels like right now, I was listening a little bit to the Rico Bronya, and Evan's right, all the games, and this is where, for the first time, and maybe I'm late to the party, and again, I'm not a Met fan, and I know there's a lot of Frank the Tanks, or at least Frank the Tanks light out there who doom and gloom, and it's always going to feel this way, and you're always expecting the other shoe to drop, and you're always expecting to lose. To me, this is one of the first games where it felt like, because they had the lead, because they were getting an incredible pitching performance from Montas that you didn't see coming, this was the game you felt like, all right, they're going to win this game. This was the first time it's like they're just playing like a bad team right now. And if this game happened in April or May, and this is what Evan was saying on the podcast, and he's 100% right, if this game happens in April or May, they find a way to win. They find a way to win this game. They give up a run out of the bullpen. They win this game 3-1. The offense still doesn't do enough because that's been a theme all year long, but they find a way to win. And right now they are finding ways to lose. And the New York Yankees entered that last night because they have been almost exclusively losing because their offense sucks. And last night, there's no difference. Yes, against a young kid who was pumping 99 to 100, struck out the first six outs of the game are all strikeouts. He's making them look terrible, but they find their way. Rice hits the big home run, a bomb of a home run. They get a couple of guys on, and you get the big hit from Volpe. What should have been a single, but the Reds help him out and dive for a ball they should have never dove for. It gets past them. It's a two-run triple. They've got a three-run lead. And Rodon is back to being great Rodon. He is cruising. He is pitching well. He's going through the lineup, and then we get to the sixth. He finishes the sixth, and we get to the seventh inning, and I know it's what everyone wants to talk about. And I'm telling you, I'm watching SNY. They just led. Their Yankee talk led with this conversation. When I'm watching the game, I thought, oh, maybe I would probably go with Carlos Rodon for the seventh inning. And let's also make something clear as we go through this. Carlos Rodon consistently goes into the seventh inning. Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees are not opposed to pitching into the seventh inning. This is not a trend that the New York Yankee manager consistently takes out Carlos Rodon when he's cruising. Like, this is unique. Carlos Rodon has made 17 starts, six of them he has pitched into the seventh inning. He said so in the clip, and I forgot to tell Mike, we're going to play the clip, Mike, here in the open, the Rodon clip about being tired. But in the postgame, he says, now typically that's a spot where I come out for the seventh inning. He has consistently all year. Six different games he has pitched into the seventh inning. Max Fried, eight different games, has pitched into the seventh inning. This is not something where Boone and the Yankees don't believe in going into the eighth inning, or the seventh inning rather. This is not a trend. They typically go out there and allow him to move on when he's cruising like this with 88 pitches. It's a hot night in Cincinnati. Steer is on, is leading off the next inning. He had a double his last at bat. You want to give the reliever a clean inning if you're going to bring him in. And Carlos Rodon answered the question in the postgame, and this ends it. I'm sorry. I don't know why we get so mad. I don't know why we're looking to blame Boone. I'm listening to Keith. We're pretty much calling him a liar. This is the postgame sound from Carlos Rodon when he was asked how he felt after the sixth inning and whether or not he was done instead of going out for the seventh.
Usually I'm going back out kind of thing, but I was huffing and puffing a little bit. Usually I go back out there and in most situations I want the ball, but I can tell I was gassed after they had some good at-bats and then had some long at-bats.
He said twice in there besides that he's gassed, besides that he's huffing and puffing, besides all the other things he said about how he was done, and I think there was also, if you let it go on further, about, you know, the energy was coming out of me quickly, he said that I usually go back out there, and he does. But the manager recognized he was huffing and puffing. The manager recognized on a hot night in Cincinnati that this wasn't the night to push him into the seventh inning. And if we're going to complain that he's a millionaire and that he's a professional athlete and he's got to go out there, these guys make 30 starts a year. They know their body. Some nights they're able to do it. Some nights they're not. Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, who knows his players better than you, read that this pitcher wasn't able to go out for the seventh inning, and he turned to Jonathan Loaisiga in the seventh inning with a three-run lead and a clean slate. And we are so desperate to blame anybody but the players, to blame Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, and everybody else, that we never just look and say, Jonathan Loaisiga needs to get three outs before he gives up three runs. Plain and simple. Oh, Jonathan Loaisiga sucks this year. In his last five outings, he has pitched 6 1/3. He's given up two hits and no runs. Jonathan Loaisiga, over his last four outings, has pitched the best he's pitched all year. He's given the seventh inning. He gets the leadoff man out. Get the outs. It's on him. It's on him. That's where this game is lost. The game is lost because Jonathan Loaisiga didn't get the outs. Jonathan Loaisiga, with one out in the seventh inning with a three-run lead, walks the five-hitter. Jonathan Loaisiga gives up ground balls that find their way through, and then against a lousy, light-hitting eighth hitter, he gives up a game-tying double. That's on Jonathan Loaisiga. It's not on the manager. He didn't do anything wrong. The pitcher himself said that he was gassed. And, you know, I know Keith listens on the way. You know, Keith, I love you. But, like, now we're like, I didn't get a chance to say it to him as he was walking out. I could tell he was in a rush. But we're going to say they got their story straight. We want to blame Boone so badly that we're calling Rodon a liar. That, oh, he's got his manager's back. Oh, he's going to, you know, he would say this. Please. Like, it's impossible. Rodon said, yeah, look, I understand. Loaisiga is a great pitcher. I mean, I could have went back out there. No, I was gassed. I was tired. I was huffing and puffing. Tonight wasn't the night to put me out there for seven. That's on Loaisiga. That's on this bullpen, who, honestly, we saw a good performance from Leiter before he had to go two, and we'll get into all the different ramifications. We can get into only using Cruz to clean up that inning and not bringing him back out for the eighth. We could talk about whether or not Williams should go another inning, and I've looked up some, me and Fleas have done some research on that, about whether or not Williams should come out for another inning in this game after only throwing nine pitches. But the bottom line is, this Yankee team right now is losing games in a bunch of different ways. It was just the offense. Now you throw in another bullpen loss. The first time all year this Cincinnati team has won a game when they were down in the sixth inning or later. They have not won a single game coming from behind, losing in the sixth. And this bullpen and Jonathan Loaisiga specifically spit the bit. And this offense never does enough. And in these extra inning games, in these tight situations right now, over the last 10 days, they have been terrible. They don't score again in the 10th. They only score one in the 11th. Aaron Judge has a huge at-bat in this game and is unable to come through. And he's still struggling despite the bomb of a home run he hit the other day. You can tell he is missing pitches he normally drives. And that's another obvious thing with this team. When Judge isn't performing, it's the rest of the team doesn't step up. When he's going well, everybody chips in. It's not just Judge. When he's going well, everybody chips in. But when he starts to struggle, the entire offense starts to struggle. It is a major problem. And now both of these teams have now continued and progressed just from something holding them back into finding ways to lose. And that's when I start to get nervous about a group. That's when I start to really think that it's more than just a funk, more than just a 10-game stretch, more than just a, you know, well, listen, what are you going to do? The offense has gone cold for a stretch. No, when you start turning wins into losses, when you start finding ways to lose, that's what bad teams do. That's what bad teams do. Not slumping teams, not struggling teams, bad teams. And it felt like for me last night, really specifically the Yankees, but even the Mets, they have transitioned from slumping team into downright bad team at the moment. And they have got to find a way. The Yankees will throw Max Fried later today to try and salvage this final game of the Cincinnati series and hopefully make us feel a little bit better going into the off day. And the Mets will turn to Clay Holmes, who's been about as good a pitcher as they've had, this side of David Peterson over the last 10 days, to try and salvage one game against Atlanta. Trying to figure out a way to beat Atlanta here, as they have lost every single time they see the Braves. They get the best out of the Braves. They get the worst out of Pete Alonso, out of Jeff McNeil. I know he came through with the sacrifice fly in this game, but he struggled. Like, they get the worst out of everybody. Lindor. And right now, both of these teams are just bad. It's beyond the slump now. Now we're seeing them losing it. When they pitch, they don't hit. When they don't hit, they don't pitch. When their starting pitcher gets them through, their bullpen falters. When their bullpen holds it down the other night, the offense can't come through and get enough runs. They are consistently finding ways to lose. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll take your calls. We got you all the way till 5 o'clock. Some NBA news as the NBA draft starts today. Obviously, a big trade out of Boston, really, that sets up the Nets for a possible move. The Knicks look at another head coach without coaching experience. And is Jason Kidd really still the top candidate for this job? So a lot to get to. McMonagle here with you on the fan, but we start with our lousy baseball teams. On a frustrating night, we'll get through all the different aspects of it. I didn't even mention Jazz Chisholm. We got to get to that whole situation with Jazz. There are other question marks on how this bullpen was managed, but to me, the big talking point that I know we're going to have, and I sensed it on Twitter, and I know we're looking to blame Aaron Boone did nothing wrong when he took out Carlos Rodon. And Carlos Rodon said as much. And if you think he has to be pushed through a game in June in Cincinnati with a three-run lead, if it was a one-run lead, it's a three-run lead. If you can't go to Jonathan Loaisiga to get out the bottom half of the Cincinnati Reds lineup to get three outs without giving up three runs, like, that's where we are. And we never, ever want to put it at the foot of the player. It's always the manager who put him in. Always. It drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely nuts. And people call me the Yankee shill. I'm not a Yankee shill. I'm killing the Yankees. The guys in uniforms are Yankees too, you know. I'm killing Jonathan Loaisiga for a miserable outing. I'm killing Aaron Judge for not coming through in that at bat with the bases loaded. I'm killing this offense. I'm killing Wells with a miserable at bat to start the 10th. Why are all of you shilling for them? That's what I want to know. Why is so much of the fan base shilling for the players?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.